Going on with the 60 of Ryan Preece. Did he need tires?
Yes, he did need tires. The crew, about 10, 15 laps ago, had sticker tires waiting for him on the wall. They finally decided to bring him in.
Now Chris Buescher losing some ground. Keselowski gets underneath him. So does Bowman. Now three wide in turn four. Hosovar, Bell, Buescher. Buescher backs out of it as they go to one.
Now Buescher gives up the spot. Hosovar and Bell are hammering each other down the back straightaway.
Buescher looks to be on cords right now as he's given up a lot of spots. He hits the apron. He'll come to pit road on the front straightaway. Wendy Venturini is going to have the number 17 as he's coming right to you now, Wendy.
That's exactly right on those tires, Brad. He was losing spots, losing positions, losing control of his car. They decided, hey, whenever you feel like it, come down. We are ready for you. Chris Buescher comes down for four tires, four fresh sticker tires.
From here, and it's a long way down to Chris Buescher's pit box, you can see the right front was corded.
Alex Bowman might be getting a little bit of the same. Christopher Bell got around him for third. Carson Hosovar goes under the 48. Here comes Brad Keselowski now going around Alex Bowman, and you can tell when it happens from here, Mark.
Absolutely, and right now, Ty Gibbs, the last time by, has led 200 laps in this race. Coming into it, he had led only 99 for the rest of the season.
Christopher Bell now taking away second spot from Chase Briscoe. Carson Hosovar tries to do the same as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Christopher Bell has taken over the lead from Ty Gibbs. Hosovar now works his way by. Brad Keselowski gives him a love tap in turn three, shoves him up the racetrack, and Keselowski goes by. It looks like Briscoe, Zane Smith, Logano also lining him up right now in two.
It looks like the machine of Ty Gibbs has just hit that proverbial wall as he's dropping like a stone through the pack. Two more cars get to his inside. Briscoe trying to get him back. Logano will make a pass. Briscoe will get maybe both of them.
Alex Bowman came in for what could be his final service. The right front was on fire when he left. Looks like that got blown out. Ross Chastain's now coming in. We're starting to see the leaders now. 67 laps to go here in the Bristol Bass Pro Shops night race. Christopher Bell leads Carson Hosovar, Brad Keselowski, Zane Smith, and Joey Logano, your top five.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Ty Gibbs' tires went down to cords and then some. Doug Turnbull, this was disastrous for the 54.
He was down and away from his pit stop, and a right front tire completely shredded right there. The right rear tire is corded. They changed four tires there and had to readjust the hood flap after that scenario. Also, Ty Dillon is down and away. Wendy Venturini.
We have a fire. We have a fire in the 23 pit stall, Bubba Wallace. This is what happened. He came down pit road for four tires. The left rear tire changer did not get the lug tight. He actually rolled with the car as far as he could. Then Bubba Wallace tried to back it up. I'm not quite certain if that lug is tight or not on the left rear. A fire also broke out at the same time as he pulled out of the pit stall. They have now extinguished that fire, but we will continue to watch Bubba Wallace, who just came down pit road at lap 440 for four fresh tires.
Ryan Blaney coming in this time by, and we see, what are you looking at, Mark?
Zane Smith has taken over the lead in this race, followed by Joey Logano, who was absolute junk early on. They're currently out front, leading Christopher Bell, William Byron and Ryan Blaney.
And these teams pitted 45 laps ago. We see Christopher Bell coming in. We see Austin Cindric coming in as well. That fire from Bubba Wallace's car stayed a while. A lot of tire dust out there. And Zane Smith is now coming down pit road as well. This could be the last green flag pit stop we see with 58 laps to go here in the Bass Pro Shops night race. As Christopher Bell is in. He's in Brett McMillan's section. Brett, what can you tell us about that DeWalt number 20 Toyota?
They put sticker tires on the right side. Four tire change for him. Caught them up at Sunoco Fuel. It's a 9.4 second stop for Bell.
So Christopher Bell, there's so much rubber coming off of these tires, it's getting caught in the wheel wells. Both the right side wheels lit up with fire in the brake area of that with how hot everything is. When they pull these wheels off, just tire rubber is falling down on the hot parts of the race car.
So with 55 laps to go right now, Joey Logano staying out. He's the only car on the lead lap. Everybody else minus one or more. In the second spot, minus one, Keselowski, followed by Hosevar, Zane Smith, and Justin Haley.
We owe our local stations a break. We'll come back and reset the field for you with 55 laps to go. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Joey Logano gave up the race lead, Andrew Curland.
Joey Logano just came down. He was waiting longer than everyone else, but remember, he's on that different strategy, right side tires for Joey Logano. Carson Hocevar had an unscheduled pit stop. He said the right front was coming apart. They brought him down, they changed tires, and they said, just go as hard as you can until we need tires. So that's the strategy going on my end of pit road.
Still waiting on Brad Keselowski to make his final pit stop with 50 to go. We will take you commercial free to the checkered flag presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
So at this point, Brad Keselowski now has gone to the top of the board. Boy, does he need a win. Hosevar, Zane Smith, Bowman has to try to win this thing to make his way into the second round. Currently scored 12 points under the cut line over his teammate Chase Elliott. If you just joined us, he got wrecked. He's going to finish next to last, but right now it appears he has enough points to move into the next round as long as Alex Bowman doesn't win.
Alex Bowman pitted with 69 laps to go. He has the fastest lap on the racetrack right now, currently running in fourth. He pitted on lap 431 in front of him. Zane Smith on 393. Hosevar 393. Keselowski 357. Bowman has fresher tires among the top four teams.
He is now charging in turn two, trying to get by Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Then it's Dillon, then Cindric, and then he gets to Zane Smith. So again, Alex Bowman, it is a chance for him now to lay it all on the line. He has to win this thing. He has to march his way to the front.
Clean affair for sure, but he's wanting to do everything possible to get this thing done, having a great deal of difficulty getting around Stenhouse.
Yeah, he needs to get Ricky Stenhouse Jr. off his door. To do that, he's going to have to pass him. Stenhouse is saying no way, it's not going to be that easy.
And Austin Dillon is a bit of a spoiler as well. He's running the bottom lane. That's where Bowman needs to go. He gets to the back bumper of Dillon. He's definitely not going to be able to get around the machine of Stenhouse.
So the good news for Brad Keselowski, he's got the lead. The bad news, his tires certainly are degraded more than the guys behind him, whether it's Hosevar, Smith, or Bowman. And now here's fire from underneath Austin Cindric's discount tire Ford as he pits in front of Wendy Venturini.
Austin Cindric has a large tire on the right put two right side tires on it. You see the right front tire changer is actually under there with the fire extinguisher trying to put the tire out. I'm going to guess this might bring out a caution if they can't get the fire out. They need more fire aid now. They're trying to extinguish it still.
The tough thing is they actually didn't hit it with the fire extinguisher initially, even though the firemen were there from what it looked like up here. The team was looking at it. Once they start putting the fire extinguishing propellant on there, Mark, that all of a sudden now gets into parts of the race car. I think they were hoping it would go out. It just didn't. Now it is out, and Austin Cindric's going to go out there. But, man, that was pretty intense and a great call from Wendy Venturini.
Now, according to statistician Seth Eggert, coming into this race, there had been 17 rubber buildup-related fires since the debut of the next-gen car in 2022. I think we're going to add four or five more of those tonight.
I think we are as well. And that could have been a scary moment because we saw Josh Berry have a fire. And boy, we got hard racing. Austin Cindric way off the pace, and he's stacking up a lot of the cars out there right now. Rob, they're in turn two.
Yeah, and I think that's probably an after effect of that fire in the right front. He's trying to pick up some speed going to the outside of John Hunter Nemechek, who has a flat right front tire.
Brad Keselowski has the lead, but he's got company. Coming up, Carson Hocevar, Zane Smith, Alex Bowman. They close in on the back bumper of Keselowski as they exit turn number four with just 36 laps to go.
Obviously, BK with the oldest rubber on the race car, so he's pretty much a sitting duck. It's only a matter of how aggressively and how soon will Carson Hocevar make the pass.
Here come the leaders into turn number four right now. Brad Keselowski leading the way. His tire's about 40 laps older than Carson Hocevar. Hocevar now tries to peek to the inside into one.
Brad tries to squeeze him down, but it's not going to work. Hocevar flashes by. So does Zane Smith. And Bowman now into third, dropping Keselowski back to fourth.
Hocevar pitted on lap 393. So did Zane Smith. But Alex Bowman pitted at lap 431. He's got the tire advantage as he goes after Zane Smith.
And he makes very quick work of Zane Smith. He's got his sights set now on the race leader, Carson Hocevar, narrowing that gap to two car lengths.
This could change the playoffs picture. Alex Bowman in a must-win situation. Teammate Chase Elliott's now on the bubble. Battle for the lead goes to one.
We haven't seen Alex Bowman this desperate and running this hard this late in a race this season. He's right on the back bumper of Hocevar. Carson now pulls away a car length.
And just to make things more interesting, as they go by the line, 32 to go, and Rob Albright, there is a major traffic jam up ahead.
Oh, yeah, and these aren't necessarily going to be easy guys to pass because the first two they'll have to encounter, Bubba Wallace and Tyler Reddick.
Alex Bowman has nearly 40 lap fresher tires than Carson Hocevar. There's no way Hocevar's tires can go over 100 laps here, Rob.
And right in front of the race leader, things really jamming up as they're too wide. Quickly, Hocevar approaching a whole host of trouble.
That's Bubba Wallace. Tyler Reddick is currently there. So is Cole Custer. Eric Jones, again, a big tangle. Hocevar has now caught them in one.
Once again, they're side by side directly in front of the race leader as running on the top side. Cole Custer down on the bottom, Reddick and Bubba Wallace.
Alex Bowman has smartly backed off this battle for the lead because this is almost a recipe for a caution. Carson Hocevar now getting thick into lap traffic.
Carson Hocevar uncharacteristically showing a little bit of patience here, but he's got a significant lead. He'll now get to the inside of Eric Jones and pass him in turn three.
Now Alex Bowman off the pace. Zane Smith goes flying by. Bowman is coming on to pit road. He's got to give up his battle for the lead right now. He pits with only 28 laps left.
Brett McMillan, he is coming your way. What's happening with the 48?
He has one set of sticker tires left, and they're going to put it on right now. They've gone around to the right side of the car. They're going to make it a four-tire change. We said that they're going to have to try something different. They're going to have to throw a Hail Mary. They finished the pit stop. They're sending it back out there with a fresh set of rubber.
Wow. We see Ty Gibbs coming onto pit road. Remember, he had trouble. Carson Hocevar, we're hearing he's going to come to pit road. Eric Jones comes to pit road right now. So this is interesting. We have 26 laps to go here in this race. Carson Hocevar coming down. Andrew Curlin, I believe he is pitting in front of you.
Yeah, Carson Hocevar is on pit road, potentially the biggest pit stop of his career. Right side tires only for Carson Hocevar, and he's away.
And this, of course, in the exchange of pit crews, that is Alex Bowman's old pit crew pitting now Carson Hocevar tonight.
Wow. And Carson Hocevar's old pit crew pitting Alex Bowman. You have to wonder, he had last come in on lap 431, Alex Bowman did, and then had to come in again. We see Bubba Wallace now coming in. Wendy Venturini is there in front of him.
Yep. Lap 475 is going to give us 25 laps to go. I see Ford's on the right side tires, but they are putting stickers on Bubba Wallace.
Mark, they must be looking at this. If you're Blake Harris again, Brett McMillan said it, maybe do something a little different. Come in, get tires, get some track position. If everyone has to pit again, come in, pit before them, see what track position you can make up.
So, Zane Smith now makes another pit stop. Brad Keselowski again inherits the lead. He last pitted at lap 357.
He has gone over 100 laps on his tires. 22 laps to go here in the Bass Pro Shops night race. Brad Keselowski running in the lead. Chase Briscoe is running in second. He's 4.5 seconds behind. Chase Briscoe also last pitted on lap 357. Christopher Bell running in third, minus 4.8 seconds. Last pitted on lap 442. So as we find these cars on the racetrack, a lot of intensity happening here in the Bass Pro Shops night race, watching Brad Keselowski come off of turn number four, and you can see he is just making nice deliberate laps. It's 17.4 seconds, Mark.
So Brad Keselowski is going to try to steal this one with a long run. 20 laps to go in this event. He again comes out of the fourth turn. Let's go down to Andrew Kerwin.
They just told Brad Keselowski, manage, pit only if you need. So Brad Keselowski going to need a miracle to go 19 more laps on the set of tires, but he does not plan to come down pit road unless he has to.
He has a 4-second lead over Chase Briscoe, 4.2 over Christopher Bell. We'll keep an eye on that as Brad Keselowski makes his way past the line again.
Watch Brad Keselowski very slowly and methodically making his way around this racetrack, kind of reminiscent of the old fable about the tortoise and the hare. He's trying to be the tortoise that beats the hare by strategy.
Hopefully Jeremy Bullen's topped that car off with Sunoco fuel, because that is almost a 143-lap run to the checkered flag if they have to do that. Chase Briscoe is in as well. That's in front of Doug Turnbull.
It's going to be a two-tire stop. That's a call from James Spall. He has batted away. Chase Briscoe needed those. Warning on those Goodyear tires on the right side.
So again, as Keselowski goes by the line, the lead has been cut to 3.9 with 16 laps to go.
And it's no longer Christopher Bell that's in that second position because he came on pit road, correct? I think he did, maybe not. Oh, that was Chase Briscoe. Bell is in the second spot. Blaney now moves up to third with Logano fourth.
The rest of the top 10, Carson Hocevar runs in fifth. Corey Heim runs in sixth. Zane Smith is seventh. Alex Bowman runs in eighth. He's the last car currently on the lead lap. William Byron in ninth. Ty Gibbs balances out the top 10 here as we have 15 laps to go in the Bass Pro Shops night race, Mark.
Brad Keselowski again trying to hold on. The gap, Rob, has been cut to 3.3.
Yeah, but 3.3, trying to do a little math. He just might get it done unless he has one just go down on him. He's running right on the bottom groove very smoothly and safely around the inside.
So this time by, it'll be 13 laps to go. Brad Keselowski in turn number one. Now he comes off of two.
As he exits two, Christopher Bell is just entering turn number one, so he's still got about a quarter of a lap to make up.
Brad Keselowski hits Cole Custer. That's slams Bubba Wallace in the fence. It could bring out the yellow flag, and it does with 12 laps to go here at Bristol.
This changes everything. There is no way Brad Keselowski can survive a restart on these old tires. Lap 357, we're at lap 488, the longest run we've seen. What do you see, Mark?
So Keselowski again on the bottom of the racetrack as he works his way out of turn number two, comes up on Cole Custer, who was slowing down. He hits the back of Custer. Custer then bounces off Bubba Wallace and puts Bubba in the fence.
Bubba Wallace, again, the instant victim. He was just driving around Brad Keselowski on fresher tires, and when that happened, Keselowski, and again, getting into Cole Custer, man, this is our 14th caution here in the Bass Pro Shops night race. We have 11 laps to go, and what does this next restart look like? What does Jeremy Bullens do to Brad Keselowski? Again, Christopher Bell, who's running in second, pitted 90 laps after Brad Keselowski. He has much fresher tires in him.
So Bell last pitted at 442, Blaney 357, 393 for Logano and Hosovar. Look at Corey Heim. He pitted at lap 441. He's in the sixth spot. He's got great tires. And look at this one right here. Alex Bowman in eighth. 472. He's got the freshest tires of anybody on the racetrack.
Biggest question is, number one, does anyone even have sticker tires left in their pit box? We only have eight cars on the lead lap. Right now, this plays into Alex Bowman's favor. We're going to restart with nine cars on the lead lap as William Byron will get the free pass. So let's go. We got cars coming onto pit road, so let's start things off with Andrew Kirlin.
Brad Keselowski said, do whatever you need to do tire-wise as he was trying to stay out on that strategy. Joey Logano said, give me whatever you need for short run speed, Doug Turnbull.
Ryan Blaney has come into his pits. They're having to have to put scuff tires on that number 12 machine, as he's told that a lot of people, that's all they have left. A little bit slow there on the left-hand side there. He's lost some spots. Now he's down to the way, and now he's had to stop at a spot again, losing a lot of spots. Wendy Venturini.
On this end of pit road, Bubba Wallace has blocked his area right here. There was another fire in the right front wheel well. They're just determining if they're going to be done. Bubba Wallace is locked in, but the tow link could be knocked out, and they're having that fire issue on the right front again. Brett McMillan.
Christopher Bell came in. He got right side tires, and he had stickers left, so he has new right side stickers on there. One thing that he did do when he left here, Fincham had a fire in his car, and when his pit crew left here, they did not clean up the mess that they left here when they put out that fire. So Bell actually ran through that when he left here. So we'll see if that leaves any gunk on his tires as he heads back out onto the track.
So of the cars that pitted, the first one off the pit lane, Keselowski, then Bell, then Logano, then Corey Heim, and then Ryan Blaney.
So that means it looks like Carson Hocevar is going to assume the lead. We'll find out as they come across the start-finish line, followed by Zane Smith and Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman, again, has much fresher tires than Hocevar and Zane Smith.
Man, this thing has been wild tonight. Can Alex Bowman get the win that's going to propel him into the second round of the playoff, and that would deny Chase Elliott, although right now Cindric is just plus five above the cut line. And so, again, that could be something that comes into play. And who knows what's going to happen next, man. This is crazy.
It is. And I mentioned eight cars on the lead lap, with William Byron being the ninth with the free pass. We are going to have some other cars that have stayed out be able to take the wave around. Again, they have to start completely at the tail of the field if you take the wave around or you're the free pass. But up front, Carson Hocevar last pitted 393, as did Zane Smith. They're the top two. 472 was the last pit stop for Alex Bowman. He has fresh tires, but Brad Keselowski still has a great shot at this one. He is fourth right now and just pitted on lap 491, as did Christopher Bell. Bowman struggled on restarts here tonight. Keselowski and Bell are going to restart in the top five on the freshest tires.
I just got to say, unbelievable. I got only one word for it. I mean, this race has been fantastic. It's been interesting. And again, three caution flags in the spring. We're on now our 14th yellow flag of the night. And then with this tire wear. And again, folks, this is a good thing. The drivers love it. Goodyear loves it. Everybody loves it. Really making for an interesting race.
This is definitely making for an interesting race. So pit road is closed right now. They are going to come to the chews as the leader will do that. That's Carson Hocevar. Several cars will take the wave around and get at least one lap back. So Carson Hocevar is going to choose on the outside. And then you have, boy, Zane Smith actually has a couple of lap cars in between them. Looks like he took the outside. Bowman took the outside. We're going to have to wait and see how they stack up.
I'm not sure NASCAR is going to fire things up right now, because that was very, very strange how that came into play as they got to the choose marker. And
I think the flagman put the flag furled up in his hand and then realized there's a lot of cars
exactly
on the track. The caution
exactly
lights are still out.
Yeah, they're going to give him another try at this.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting to see how all of this shakes out. It goes down. So here we go now. Carson Hocevar now behind that pace car. It is one to go. We do come to the choose. So Carson Hocevar will take the outside. Zane Smith on the inside. Alex Bowman on the outside. Brad Keselowski, oh, this is going to be good. The freshest tires will start on the outside of row three. Fresh tires as well will start on the inside of row two, Mark.
And then you have Joey Logano inside of row three on the outside with better tires, Corey Heim. Then it's going to be Blaney along with Tyler Reddick in the next row. So up front, Zane Smith, Carson Hocevar looking for their first career wins. In the third spot, Alex Bowman trying to get the victory that will lead to round number two.
They did not clean the top of the track off. There are marbles there. Brad Keselowski chose a lane that will force him to have to pass on the outside. Now, we've not seen anyone go near the marbles, but if you're going to try and keep Brad Keselowski at bay, he gets next to you, you got to shove him up in the marbles. I'm sorry, you just have to.
Here they come now, down to the green flag with only four laps to go here at Bristol. The green flag is out. Smith gets a great restart. He and Hocevar go door-to-door to turn one.
Christopher Bell, fresher tires, goes to the bottom. He'll make it three wide in turn two, and he'll emerge from that corner with the race lead.
Christopher Bell out front on the freshest tires. We see Zane Smith get into Carson Hocevar. They keep racing. Brad Keselowski now moves into second with three to go.
Failing another caution flag. It's going to be tough to catch Christopher Bell. Three car lengths is lead over Brad Keselowski, but it's a hornet's nest among the top 10.
Christopher Bell has the lead over Brad Keselowski. They're coming to the stripe. Two to go. Keselowski trying to close in.
Alex Bowman buried back in the eighth position. His night's probably and season probably over from the playoffs. Off of turn number two. Three car lengths to lead.
White flag is going to come out this time by Joe Gibbs Racing. Will try and get a clean sweep of round number one. Christopher Bell leads Brad Keselowski, but only by two car lengths.
Nobody wants this any more than Brad Keselowski. Bell slips up. Just a car length and a half between the two of them.
Brad Keselowski now trying to look to the outside of Christopher Bell. Now he rams into Bell. Bell, though, continues to hold on to the top spot. It's been crazy. It's been confusing and out of the chaos. Christopher Bell has won the Bass Pro Shops night race.
Christopher Bell, the third Joe Gibbs driver to win in the round of 16, joining teammates Denny Hamlin as well as Chase Briscoe. Brad Keselowski did everything he can. That was not just a tap to his bumper. That was a shot. And Bell kept that Toyota straight.
It shot him straight ahead, so Christopher might have been on the brakes just a bit to make sure when he hit, he got hit square, shot him out in front, and there he stayed.
Let's go down to pit road and Brett McMillan.
Well, here with Adam Stevens. Congratulations, man. A great call to stay out late. You got the fresh tires at the end. Great when a plan comes together, isn't it?
I don't know that you could have much of a plan for the day we had today, but, you know, we lost a couple laps early and really fought to get them back, and really had to manage our tires with some strategy there and put on in-race scuffs and everything. It was a crazy day, but proud of all the support we have at Joe Gibbs Racing. Super proud of this team and super proud of Christopher Bell.
You and I talked earlier today. You said you've had the speed, you just haven't been able to translate it into wins. Today you did.
Yeah, we did. You know, it wasn't without some hiccups along the way, but in this sport, you know, you get batted down and you pick yourself back up and you get after it again.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Adam Stevens, your winning crew chief.
And if you'd like to know, Chase Elliott has made it into the second round as the 11th seed. And on the final spot right now is Austin Cindric. He beats Alex Bowman in round number one by 10 points. So you have Briscoe, Hamlin, Bell moving on into the next round. So does Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, Ross Chastain, Chase Elliott, and Austin Cindric.
Right now, Christopher Bell doing his post-race burnouts presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. Mark, an observation. This could become a storyline. Last week at the end of Gateway, we saw two track house cars, Ross Chastain and Shane Van Gisbergen, drive through the grass, presumably to add weight back to the car with mud and dirt. NASCAR came on SiriusXM NASCAR radio this week and said, we have rules in place for that. We're going to be watching that. I just watched Kyle Larson, Shane Van Gisbergen, and another driver pick up marbles right from the inside wall of the track. This is going to be an interesting thing.
I think they're just we're trying to put the speedy dry and the marbles to the inside of the wall. They wanted to make sure that Christopher Bell was able to get a good, clean burnout. That's just my personal feeling.
That or add weight to the car. Doug Turnbull.
All right, down here with Brad Keselowski, who's watching the final standings of the race, Brad. Brad, this is the best chance you've had in a few races here, and saw you get out of the car dejected. Can you run us through how you got to the front and how those last couple of laps went?
Yeah, Jeremy Bowen's my crew chief. They played the strategy really well. We did all the things we needed to do to be in position, and was really happy with where we were for the last restart. And 77, didn't get a good launch, and then the 38 missed the corner and cleared him up, and just the bottom lane took off. It just 50-50 shot, and I, like everything else, got the wrong one.
And I saw some hard contact there with Bell. Were you just trying to rattle the cage a little bit?
It's Bristol, baby.
There you go. Brad Keselowski with a fierce runner-up finish there. Wendy Venturini.
Joey Logano comes home fifth, also locked into that next round. Sweaty, I know you worked hard. Recap how crazy it was out there, Joey.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's expecting it, or at least I wasn't, with the tire fall off like that. And the first run, it started tanking pretty bad as it got to the cords. Like, oh, boy, here we go. It's one of these kind of races, and changes your whole mindset. And at one point, you know, we were 32nd a lap down, so team did a good job. I felt like my car was really good on the long run. There just wasn't any long runs until the end there. And once there was that long run, you know, I drove up to the lead, and I felt like, okay, I'm going to be all right. And we put tires on there in that green flag cycle. That's just a little bit tighter. But I still felt like the 6, the 12, those guys had more laps on their tires. There's a good chance that they were going to get the cords before me, and I was going to be able to get back to them. I felt like if it stayed green, I had a chance to win. I don't even know what the caution was for. But either way, we had no more tires left when that caution came out, so we had to put scuffs back on and scratch for a top five, so took it.
And there it is. Joey Logano, ninth in points, plus 40. Andrew Curlin.
Ryan Blaney recapping the action with crew chief Jonathan Hassler right now. It was a pretty wild race. What was that like from your entire perspective?
Wild is an understatement. I don't think I've ever been a part of a race that long before, that much of a... I don't know. That was something else. So, yeah, the tires thing was interesting. No one expected that. I guess that's what they want, is to practice one way, and then it races a completely different way. Yeah, just trying to manage tires and ran a bunch of laps under caution, and thought we were pretty good all night and good to get a good finish.
Guys, that's Ryan Blaney. Wild is an understatement about this one.
All right, thank you very much. Well, let's go to Victory Lane, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be. Brett McMillan.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right, Christopher Bell, you said before the race how much you love this place and how it was kind of unbelievable you never had a win here, all the good runs you've had here. I don't think this is the way you scripted your win here, was it?
No, I never in a million years thought that I'd be getting my first Bristol win on a tire fiasco, and it just worked out, man. Like those, you have to be in the right place at the right time and have the yellow flags come at the right time, and it did. It did for us tonight.
I know that it's been frustrating for you that it's been so long since you had those three wins to start the season. How good does it feel to get back to Victory Lane at this point?
Man, it feels so good, and just proud of this team. You know, the effort they put in week in and week out, never quit, and just honored to be driving this number 20 car, and super happy.
It seems like this time of year, the playoffs, you guys, you don't sneak in, but you really shine this time of year. What is it about playoff time that brings the best out of you?
Yeah, I mean, this group, they just I don't know, they show up when it matters the most, and so I'm so thankful to be here driving this number 20 car, and they show up the most when it matters, whenever the playoff time comes around.
Congratulations, your first Bristol win.
Thank you.
His first Bristol win, his fourth win of the year, and he moves into the next round of the playoffs.
Now let's head down to Wendy Venturini.
Ross Chastain into the next round. Hey, I got to tell you, Rob Albright's his final race on PRN. He picked you to win, but not the victory, but you're moving on with plus 24. How does that feel going into the next round?
Well, it's just good to survive tonight. I mean, we started the race windy and our Moose Chevy running along around 10th-ish, and all of a sudden I got tight and I thought, well, that's a little weird. Maybe I don't know. That was odd. And then the 16 tanked and I was like, oh no, this is a tire race. I didn't know that. I didn't realize it. So just good to survive. I mean, every corner of the car is beat up because when the you would pit, you'd be going by guys so fast you'd hit, and then whenever I was on old tires, they'd be going by me so fast they'd hit me. So for our Moose Chevy, that's a big deal to transfer through to this round and just survive. And you know, for Rob, he told me that this is his last race, and I hate that we didn't get him that win. That would have been really cool, but yeah, it's we're still going to see him around, so it's good days ahead for him.
All right, thank you, and that's Ross Chastain, who moves on with plus 24. Andrew Curlin.
Carson Hocevar standing here on pit road. Obviously, disappointment after that one. Just what are the emotions?
I mean, it sucks, but if you have a shot to win and control what we can control. We don't have a crystal ball up there with the yellows, and I'm just proud of this group and these guys. You know, we got caught out really early and was able to execute there, and you know, tire savings and managing and just executing at the top caliber that we were, you know, destined if things, you know, go green there to catch them at the right time and have a huge tire advantage. It just didn't work out, but you know, super proud of our group and everything. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times where I feel like we've had a shot to win races and we're 30th. So I don't know where we finished, but it's a lot better than it's been. So, but man, really, yeah, obviously really wanted that one to work out there, or at least see if it would have, especially, you know, for, you know, new pit crew, new guys, really. And yeah, just proud of our effort. This team really wants to win, and you can only ask for shots.
Doug Turnbull, it was a valiant effort for Carson Hocevar.
And the driver that he fought hard with there on that last restart, Zane Smith. Zane, your first top 10, I think, since Atlanta there, so it's been a struggle lately. But you had a good feeling when you and I talked pre-race there. How do you feel getting a few minutes afterwards after a third-place finish?
Yeah, I mean, happy at the result. And these things get crazy towards the end. And, yeah, I mean, just tried my hardest there. I knew there's going to be, what, five to go, and it's marbly out there. And, yeah, I mean, everyone's just slipping, sliding around. And, yeah, I mean, man, we did two tires, I don't know how many times in a row there. And it was just proud of our day of, you know, settling inside the top five there and staying inside the top five, top ten all day. Felt we did a good job of managing our stuff and, you know, came prepared for how this race, how we thought it was going to be. And fortunately, it worked out for us.
Well, that valiant effort there for Zane Smith, who survives the tire fest here at Bristol. Wendy Vittorini.
Austin Cindric, the last car to get in, plus 10. Man, talk us through how chaotic it was from your vantage point, because we saw the fires here on pit road.
Yeah, which part? I mean, the 40 laps into the race, the tires shred themselves apart, and all the restarts, all the different tire strategies, and then, you know, catching on fire there obviously was a huge challenge for us to overcome. And you know, I'm just proud of the team for being prepared for the scenario and not lose too many laps under green. And you know, it takes a team effort. It seems like whenever we do great things as a team, we do it together. So proud of the effort and happy to have a Sunday at home and ready to reset.
All right, congrats to Austin Cindric. He moves on plus 10 in that final spot.
Thank you very much, Wendy. And for Cindric, what a great job for him. And we're going to go back down to pit road and Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Austin Dillon. I know that you gave it everything you had today. And is it one of those things you look at in the big picture and say this is something to build on?
Well, you know, I just hate it. We really wanted to try and race this race out, and our setup just wouldn't allow it. You know, we kept chewing tires up faster than most. We were the first one to have the problem. And as much as we tried to get the car to live, it just wouldn't. And we had to go really easy, and that was really our only play. And then we get to getting run over, and it's just impossible to go right there. So just sucks, because you really want to go out there and be able to drive hard and have a shot to race your way in, and that was taken from us today. And, you know, I know they didn't want that to happen at a playoff race as far as NASCAR goes. So I hate it for them, and I hate it for us.
All right, that's Austin Dillon. Let's go to Andrew Curlin.
Alex Bowman certainly did not go down without a fight, talking to Jeff Gordon right now, but just what are the emotions coming so close but so far?
Oh, well, my radio didn't really work, so I didn't know we were close at all, aside from, you know, having a shot to win. But, yeah, our guys did a really good job calling the race. Blake did a good job, and proud of the team effort for sure. Wish we were better, you know, had a little more speed. We were a little down on speed yesterday. I thought we got our car a little bit better, and
green flag, running green flag cycles, I think we're as good as anybody, or good enough at least to contend. Just cycled tire restarts, we were terrible. So, as were a few cars, right? It wasn't just us. So, needed to be better there to have a shot there at the end, but we're out of tires. So, what are you going to do? You got to stay out. But proud of this Ally 48 team. At least we're pointing in the right direction, and we'll keep digging at it.
You had a conversation with Jeff Gordon just now. What did he say?
Oh, just, you know, I think everybody's proud of the effort that, you know, we kind of put the last 2 weeks behind us and came here and executed really well. And aside from spinning out, which we recovered from that pretty quickly, we had a really well-executed day. So proud of the team on that front. I think we all are. And sucks we were in this position, but we didn't have enough speed, you know, to start the playoffs. So we got to keep digging at it. And, you know, there's plenty more races, opportunities to win this year.
That's exactly right, Doug Turnbull. Alex Bowman, still going to go for some trophies.
Hey, for sure. On the other side of that, guy that survives Bristol there and is above the cut line, that would be Tyler Reddick there. Decked in the black and blue there, and I don't mean on him. I mean on the race car. Hey, Tyler, I know it was a tough night here at Bristol. Do you have a sigh of relief after this, or is the competitor you stewing on what could have been?
Yeah, pretty much the second one. Yeah, whether it was stage one or just any time there was a flurry of cautions, it seemed like we were the first or second car behind Lucky Dog. Yeah, just unfortunate we lost the lead lap at the start of the race there. We just fell pretty hard, didn't know tires were going to be a thing. So, yeah, we kind of lost. I mean, I say we lost track position. We were on 11th. It's just we were behind the leader when the caution fell in the cycle. So we just fought trying to get our lap back most of the race. We finally did. And then, you know, again, in the middle of the cycle again, caution came out and lost the lead lap again. So just one of those nights.
It was one of those nights, but you live to fight another day there. Tyler Reddick advances to the round of 12. Wendy Venturini.
Denny Hamlin was locked in going into this. He's going to come out of Bristol the points leader, plus 26. Chaos for everybody out there. How would you recap on what you experienced out there tonight at Bristol?
Yeah, it's just, you know, definitely a different race than what we, you know, planned on. And it just didn't work with our setup and struggled all day and didn't have anything good happen, truthfully. Then had a tire fall off, and then had that one caution where we stayed out and hit the wall. So just it's certainly a night to forget. We move on, and we'll get ready for New Hampshire.
There it is, Denny Hamlin, our points leader, plus 26. Let's head over to Brett McMillan.
Well, here with William Byron, and there's an old saying in sports, you survive in advance, and that's exactly what you did this week, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly got a decent result there at the end somehow, and thought the last run of the race went pretty well for us. So, yeah, just got a lot of damage from that one incident, and just honestly, it was just kind of chaotic in the middle of the pack. So just glad to get through this one.
The good news is you're on to the round of 12 in New Hampshire next week.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's William Byron.
Thank you very much, Brett. We really appreciate that. Well, Mark, we can tell you that A.J. Allmendinger had the Xfinity fastest lap.
Fourth time this year for A.J.
He did that on lap three of the race. But let's talk about the Xfinity Reliable Performance. And my gosh, there are so many different nominees and so many candidates out there, including Goodyear for that right side tire that they brought. But what do you think as what happened on the racetrack here?
There are so many people to vote for. Honorable mention, Zane Smith, Carson Hocevar, Ty Gibbs, even the winner, Christopher Bell. I'm going to go with Brad Keselowski.
I like that. I like that. Jeremy Bullins really went out on a limb. Brad Keselowski, he's a veteran. He bought into it. And they almost put the – Brett McMillan talked about it pre-race. What do you need to have for a Hail Mary here? They threw it. They almost landed it.
If they didn't get the last yellow flag, he probably holds on by his fingernails to maybe win this race.
Well, today's Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance goes to Brad Keselowski in that number six team. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile. Before we give a full field rundown, Mark, I know we talked a lot about Rob Albright's last race, and we'll recognize that. I also want to say happy birthday to you, Guru.
Thank you, thank you. 67 young.
Yeah, we got to celebrate with a lot of cake today. It was
yeah,
great.
And I got another one. A couple of people brought by here at the racetrack. And what was cool, I was walking down the hallway to the booth, and all of a sudden, you know, I feel somebody come up, coming up from behind. It's Richard Petty. He puts his arm around him. What you doing, man? I said, I'm about to take a picture. He said, really? With who? Here, hold the cake. So I gave somebody my phone and took a picture with Richard Petty. So it's been a great day, a great way to just finish up the day, finish up all the stuff that I've been through all these years at Bristol. Just a fantastic race. And Rob, you know, again, did a great job again tonight. And again, this place never disappoints. It really doesn't. There's always something going on, always a great race. And just a great day all the way around. Great way to celebrate a birthday.
BristolMotorSpeedway.com. 2026 tickets on sale now. Congratulations.
Should I give them my email address if they want to donate to my favorite charity for my birthday? Just wondering.
You want to give out your email address to
that's probably a bad idea. That's probably a bad idea. Yeah.
Congratulations to Christopher Bell, winner of the Bass Pro Shops Night Race. Brad Keselowski came home the runner-up. Zane Smith, great finish for him in third. Ryan Blaney finished fourth from the outside pole. Joey Logano was fifth. Corey Heim, a great run for him in a part-time ride at 2311 Racing. He finished sixth. Seventh was Carson Hocevar. Alex Bowman was eighth. Ninth, Chase Briscoe. Ty Gibbs finished 10th.
Gibbs led this race seven times for 201 laps. Chris Buescher, 11th. 12th, William Byron. Justin Helly, the last car on the lead lap, in 13th. John Hunter Nemechek, minus one in 14th. 15th, Tyler Reddick. 16th, Kyle Busch. Michael McDowell, 17th. Riley Herbst, 18th. 19th, Ross Chastain. Eric Jones in 20th.
Ryan Preece finished 21st. 22nd was Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 23rd, Noah Gregson. 24th, Todd Gilliland. Austin Hill finished 25th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 26th. 27th was Ty Dillon. Austin Dillon finished 28th. 29th, Cody Ware. And Austin Cindric finished 30th.
Denny Hamlin, 31st. Kyle Larson, 32nd. Then Cole Custer, 33rd. 34th is going to be Bubba Wallace. Chad Fincham, 35th. A.J. Allmendinger, 36th. 37th is going to go to Daniel Suarez. Chase Elliott, after getting wrecked, winds up 38th. Josh Berry, a major fire in that car. Glad that he got out of it. And he will finish 39th tonight. And, of course, now we head to New Hampshire. We're going to open up another round, Brad, of the playoffs, and they have now reset the points. Denny Hamlin is going to be ranked number one going into New Hampshire, plus 26 from the cut line. Kyle Larson, second, plus 24. Also, William Byron, third, plus 24. Christopher Bell is plus 20. Fifth is going to be Ryan Blaney, plus 19. Chase Briscoe, sixth, plus 10, plus 5. In the seventh spot is going to be Chase Elliott. And then on the bubble, Bubba Wallace. He is plus one over Austin Cindric. Ross Chastain, minus two from the cut line, as is Joey Logano. Tyler Reddick, minus three. Man, oh man, is it tight right there at the cut line.
I would say no one is safe going into the next round. The Performance Racing Network has the coverage of next weekend's NASCAR Cup Series, Mobile One 301. That's coming up on Sunday. Saturday, the NASCAR Racing Network with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race. After New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the Motor Racing Network will have coverage from Kansas Speedway. That's going to be a big race weekend. And then PRN will be back on the air from Charlotte Motor Speedway in the Bank of America Roval 500, a triple header weekend. PRN has coverage of the NASCAR Cup Series, Bank of America 500, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina 250, and the NASCAR Racing Network will have coverage with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series as well.
The most unique road course in America. It's all right there in front of you. You can sit in the grandstands and see every corner of the racetrack. And so, folks, if you haven't bought a ticket, you ought to, and join us at the Roval.
Want to say a big thanks to an amazing broadcast crew, our pit reporters, Brett McMillan, Wendy Venturini, Andrew Curlin, and Doug Turnbull. Our engineers, Harold Hamrick, Bill Parrott, and Scott Hollingsworth. Our race director, on loan from MRN, we were blessed to have him here this weekend, Ryan Horn. Sales and marketing for PRN, Barry Roach, David Stiles, Alexis Erickson, Hank Lee, Caleb Whistler. Production is Kent Bernhardt. The executive vice president and general manager of PRN is Jerry Horn. Up here in the booth, my name is Brad Gilley, joined by Mark Garrow, and we finally want to say a big thank you to an amazing 29-year career calling the actions up in the turns. Rob Albright, tonight was his final race, and I would say this is one heck of a way to drive your way into retirement.
Absolutely, and now he goes off to another race. And again, as we work our way through our lives, we want to finish our race really well. Rob's going to do that.
He will for sure. Big congratulations to Christopher Bell, winner of the Bass Pro Shops Night Race.
A Bass Pro Shops night race from Bristol was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. By NAPA. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at NAPA. Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. By WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage. The only brand as driven as the hardworking professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. And by eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just want to dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just want to dance with you. Toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But
but the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and bye, Uncle Niels. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and bye, Uncle Niels. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and bye, con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and bye, con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and bye, con Dios. Señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and bye, con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We've been to both Carolinas. Seen a big Montana sky. Driven up and down the coast a few times. London, Paris, paradise. But ain't got much memory of the scenes. Come to think, I missed them all. And damn, babe, it's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't speaking of the coast, remember Pfeiffer Beach, you and me. That sunset, cliffs by the sea, and the night rolled in. And you still talk about that moon that I can't recall. But God, I saw all I needed to. Might as well have stayed in the room. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter. With my eyes on you, with my eyes on you, with my eyes on you.
Times Square. People counting down everywhere. 2000, whatever, no, I didn't care. Cause baby, you were there. And once again, couldn't help but stare. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there,